Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence. Any Mass is overwhelmingly wonderful, overwhelmingly food for our journey. You know that? He feeds us every day on His Word and on His body to give us the strength to run toward Him. And because today is the Feast of St. Lawrence, I wanted to give you a little background before we look at the readings today. He was one of the Roman Church's seven deacons, and this is in the year 258. And he was responsible for the care of the city's poor. When the Roman clergy was rooted out and killed under the Emperor Valerian in the year 258, Lawrence saw his beloved Pope Sixtus II hauled off to martyrdom. Tradition tells us that Lawrence at once liquidated the church's possessions and dispersed them to the poor. When the prefect of Rome heard of this, he demanded that Lawrence turn over the money. 3 days later, Lawrence brought him the church's treasure. What was the church's treasure? The destitute, the orphans, the blind, and the lame. And for this, he was martyred. Brothers and sisters, in this time for us which has been most difficult, how much have you reached out to others? Even if it's to do something small, is there something you could give? Is there something you could buy? Look out to those in need in your own city. Look around you. Jesus is asking you, He's calling to you through the poor. Whatever little thing you can do will be greatly appreciated by God. And that's what's most important for any of us. The opening prayer for today says, O God, giver of that ardor of love for you, by which St. Lawrence was outstandingly faithful in service and glorious in martyrdom, grant that we may love what he loved, and put into practice what he taught. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. I'm very touched by this saint, by his care for the poor, by his willingness to give up his life. I know we have to care for our children, we have to care for our family first, but then don't stop. Look around you. God sees it all. Wherever there's a need now, in your neighborhood or your parish, look around, or friends that you have. Where's a need? What can you do? It might be small, but it's very big in God's sight. So let's take a look now at the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having what you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. When we serve the poor, those in need, God looks upon them particularly. Brothers and sisters, don't just look at yourselves. Perhaps you have small children and you have no time. God understands that. But if you're in a position that you could at least take 15 minutes and do something for someone in need right in your neighborhood, or as I said, in your parish, please do it. This is what God is asking of us. Psalm tells us, Psalm 112, bless the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Bless the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth, and the upright generation shall be blessed. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs or her affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be an everlasting remembrance. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear till he looks down upon his foes. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Brothers and sisters, whatever parish you belong to, whatever your life is with your family, what about your neighborhood? Look around. Look around and do what you can to help those in need. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 24 to 26, says this: Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, in other words, we sacrifice ourselves in some way for the need of another, that will produce much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. It's paying attention to yourself all the time. You're first. Whoever loves his life that way loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world, I don't mean hate it in the sense that we use that word, but it's not first place. God is first. The saints praying for me in heaven are there. I come in maybe third. So Jesus tells us, whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life, that's what it means to hate, not to put it first, to look to the needs of others. Then you will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. Brothers and sisters, we are a selfish people. All of us are. Every one of us. We all have to sacrifice. We all have to discipline ourselves to put others before ourselves. And if that's your children right now, and you can't go beyond that, God understands that. But when you have done what you should have done, then look around you and see in the time that you have, what can you do for another? Brothers and sisters, it's so important. I remember as a child, there was a man in our neighborhood who would go around looking. He would be begging. And I thought, oh, that poor man. And that's all I thought about. And one day, that man, and I may have told you this, but that man walked into my father's gas station. And he came up to the counter. And he looked at my dad. And he said, "Can you give me anything to eat?" And my dad said, "Of course." And he went and he got him something. He knew that man. He knew his family. There had been a great period of time where the mill, the factory where he worked, had been shut down for some reason or another. And he was in great need, not only for himself, but for his family. And my dad told him to come back in a couple of days, and he gave him more. My father ran this gas station and a grocery store combined. And he met all kinds of people. And I was so touched by that. I've never forgotten it. Look up. Look beyond yourself. The communion antiphon tells us, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. Don't you want to be where the Lord is? Look at these times, and they're tumultuous for us. We're in difficulty, great difficulty. Many, many people have died. Members of our families, friends have died. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts now and see that for those of us who are living, we need to help. We need to reach beyond ourselves. Even if it's a small thing, God sees it. You're looking beyond yourself to the needs of others that would be greater than yours. I can't tell you the joy that comes into your heart when you do that. And I ask you, each of you, examine your conscience and see how much or how often you're caring for the poor. And we pray, in the Mass for today, we pray the communion antiphon, whoever serves me must follow me. Must follow me. You follow a person. You follow Jesus. And where I am, there also will my servant be, says the Lord. If you want to be a servant of the Lord, and don't tell me you just want to get by. Who wants to spend years in purgatory? Not me. Not you. Please, brothers and sisters, look beyond yourselves. See what another needs and care for them. God will be honored by that. God will be adored by that. God will love you. God bless us. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.